Each one of us have two different currencies that we can invest. We can invest our money or we can invest our time. Now, this is where you have a lot of people that say you need money to make money. That's not true. You need money to grow your money. And if you don't have any money to grow, then you got it.
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh and welcome to the Minority Mindset.
Next time you get $1,000, don't go out and buy a new watch. Instead, there are five things that I want you to do with that money that we can turn that $1,000 into $10,000 or $50,000 or even $100,000 or more. Gotta get my watch back on. You've probably heard people say that you need to invest your money to become wealthy or invest this money into yourself because that's gonna give you the best return, but no one ever really explains what that means. But in this video, let me go over five different ways that you can put this money to work, not just by investing this money in other places, but actually using this money to make you wealthier. The first thing that I want you to do is take your money and invest it in your own education and more particularly books. What I like to say, if you wanna get an MBA level education without paying the price of an MBA, go out and read 25 books. Start by reading 5 books on money management and investing. Then read 5 books on how to start a business. Then read 5 books on how to scale a business. Then read 5 books on how to manage people in a business. And then top it off by reading 5 books on your favorite entrepreneur biographies. If you're getting started on your wealth journey, a few books that I recommend every single person read on the money management side are number 1, Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Number 2, Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. And number 3 is The Creature from Jekyll Island. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki was the first book that I ever read voluntarily cover to cover. It's probably the first book I ever actually read cover to cover, but that was the first time I ever was exposed to this idea of investing and passive income and building wealth. Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey goes over steps on how you can start using your money as a tool to stop going into debt, to pay off your debt, and to actually start building wealth. And The Creature from Jekyll Island explains how our money works and how the Federal Reserve Bank works and what is debt. These 3 things will lay a very solid foundation on your money management. Then you can read whatever other money management books that you want and then all the other business books that you want to read. Go out and find books that have high ratings and that have a lot of reviews. It doesn't really matter which ones you pick. Look at the ones that are most interesting. Just make sure that they have a lot of good reviews and high ratings and read them. And I can guarantee that after your 6 months or 9 months or 12 months of reading these books, once you finish these 25 books, you're going to look at money, wealth, and success very differently. And you're going to have a completely different grasp on money and how to achieve it. Second, upgrade your goals. I was visiting a property that I was getting some work done on last week, and I was talking to one of the workers there, one of the contractors, and he was telling me about how his goal for this year is to get his money right, and he's trying to figure out different ways that he can earn more money, and now his next goal is to become a licensed truck driver and how that is going to change his life financially. So I'm talking to him, I'm talking about his goals, and I said, why are you limiting your goals there? Why not think a little bit bigger? Nothing wrong with becoming a truck driver, but what about thinking about starting a truck driver business or doing something bigger? And that little conversation was like a huge shock to him. He didn't realize that he could actually be a business owner and own a truck driving company. And that little talk, that little taste of thinking and learning that that's possible changed the way he looked at it. And he said, yeah, you're right. Why don't I try that? I should try that. I'm going to learn about that. And he told me he's going to go watch YouTube videos and learn about how to do that. But you need a little bit of a taste of thinking or believing that something bigger is possible, because if you believe something bigger is possible, you're going to be working to build something bigger. There was a study done that showed if you put fleas in a jar with the lid open, they're going to fly out. But if you put the fleas in the jar and you close the lid and you leave the lid closed for a few days and then you open up the lid, none of the fleas are going to fly out of the jar. They're not going to believe that it's possible for them to get out because they tried to get out and they couldn't. So now they just stopped trying, even though the lid is no longer on. And sometimes you just need that taste of knowing that if you can break out of the boundary, nothing is your limit. You can do whatever you want. And this requires you to think a little bit bigger. I remember growing up that I used to think that if I ever made $100,000 in a year, that would be all the money in the world. I'd be like the richest person in the world and I'd never have to worry about money again. And then I ended up hitting $100,000 in a year. And now I surprised myself. Wow, I'm actually doing this. And then I realized I could do a whole lot more. I could turn $100,000 a year into $100,000 a month. I could turn it into $100,000 a week. Now, this requires you to think different, but you have to think bigger first. If you limit yourself, you end up being a fly in a jar, and you don't think that you can get out because you've already put the cap on you, even if the cap isn't there. And this is where you have to be willing to think different. Third, you gotta upgrade your investments. Money can have three uses. Money can be spent, money can be invested, or money can be saved. Most people earn money only to spend it. This is the majority of people, the majority of the middle class, and the majority of poor people financially. I'm not talking about mentally, I'm talking about financially poor people in the middle class. The majority of people earn money just so they can spend it. While wealthy people and people who aspire to become wealthy, they look at money very differently. They don't earn money to spend it, they earn money to invest it. Because your investments are what is going to make you wealthy. Your savings are there to protect you against an emergency. When your kid's arm breaks, when your car breaks down, when something happens to your window, you have these savings to fall back on. Your investments are there to grow, that way your money can start earning you more money. Your spendings are what make you look rich. This is your Gucci. This is your vacations. This is you eating out at restaurants. This is you spending money on your car. These are the things you want to spend money on, and most people put all their focus here. But what wealthy people do is they put more focused here than they are here, and then they use their investments to fund this. This requires you to change the way you think, and it's going to require you to make some sacrifices, because that means maybe you got to downsize your car, maybe you got to downsize your living, you got to downsize how often you eat out, you got to downsize how often you go on vacations. That we have less money going here, so you have more money going here, and when you have more money going here, eventually you'll have more money starting to go here. This is a slow process, something that takes time. But if you earn more money, well, then you can have more money going here. Now, if you are an entrepreneur, if after reading the books that I just talked about, you'd start to decide, I want to start creating my own income, great. Now you can start earning more money to have more money go here. If you don't want to do that, fine. You can start earning more money from your job, work harder at your job, try to get a promotion, try to get a raise, maybe get a different career. You find ways to earn more money. In any case, you want to earn more money to put more money here. Now, how do you actually invest that money? Now, if you want to be involved with your investments, you can learn about how to invest in stocks, not trade, invest in stocks. Trading is like gambling to me. I'm not a trader. I don't know how to gamble. I'm talking about investing for the long term, at the very least a year, but ideally many years. You could look at investing into stocks, investing into real estate. But I'm not going to talk about that in this video because of other videos where I've talked about that. But rather, I want to talk about now, how do you be a passive investor? Where now, every time you get paid, you want to have a system where some of your money is going to automatically be invested. Now, you can start with any amount of money. Start with something that's very small, that's not going to affect you. Maybe it's $10 a week. Maybe it's $25 a week. Maybe it's $100 a week. Start with something that you're very comfortable with. Now, every single week, and if it's not every week, do every 2 weeks, every so often, you want this money to automatically be pulled out of your checkings account and then be invested into a portfolio of funds. The reason why I say funds as opposed to stocks is because if you're investing in individual stocks, now you have to do the research on companies. You have to keep up with the companies. You have to listen to the earnings calls and you have to know how to analyze these companies. If that's for you, fine. But for most people, they don't want to and they don't care about doing that. In which case, you can just invest in funds. There are ETFs or index funds that give you exposure to different types of funds. There are funds that give you exposure to the entire stock market. There are funds that give you exposure to the S&P 500. There are funds that give you exposure to the Dow Jones. There are funds that give you exposure to the NASDAQ. There are funds that give you exposure to healthcare stocks. There are funds that give you exposure to real estate, and on and on and on and on and on. So now, you have to figure out, what is it that I want to invest in? If you don't know, you can just invest in the total stock market, or you can invest in the biggest 500 companies in the stock market. That's called the S&P 500. If there are specific things you want to invest in, you can go to Google and search ETFs or index funds that give exposure to those funds. I have other videos on my channel where I explain the differences between ETFs and index funds and mutual funds and all that. So you can watch my videos if you want to learn more about that. I'll also link something in the description for you to learn more about that too. But now, what you're doing, anytime you get paid, some of this money is going to automatically go into your portfolio of funds. And now you're going to slowly keep doing this, where every week, every 2 weeks, more and more money is going to go here. And you can start with something small that's not going to affect you. Now, what you'll see happen is over the years, not only are you investing more money, because what you want to see happen is every time you make more money is invested. But then over time, this money will also start growing as well. And if you're investing in dividend paying funds, they'll also start paying you with some cash flow that you either you can use this money to spend or you can use this money to buy even more investments. And now you're starting to build a system where slowly you're working to build wealth. There's a lot of platforms that allow you to do this. I use a platform called M1 Finance. They're an affiliate of mine here on Minority Mindset, meaning if you use my link down in the description, I will get compensated. You don't have to use them. Find a platform that you like. I just like them because they're very simple to use, and I find them very user-friendly, and they automate this whole thing, and they don't charge you a fee to do this type of passive investing. But you can find a platform that works for you, that allows you to invest your money. I just want you to start investing and learn about different funds that you can invest in, different stocks that you can invest in, and different ways that you can put your money to work for the long term. Because most people get scared and they say, but what if the market crashes? Well, you're investing for the next 20 to 40 years. If the market crashes for the next 2 years, that doesn't affect your long-term horizon portfolio, because the only thing that you should change is just invest more. Now, this is one way that you can invest your money into the stock market. You can also invest your money into real estate. There are real estate funds online that allow you to start getting exposure to real estate. If you don't want to invest in those funds, you can invest in whole rental properties. You can invest in startups. There's a lot of different ways to invest your money, but the whole key here is you got to start putting this money to work instead of putting this money to work for somebody else. Because when you go and buy Gucci, you're making somebody else rich. You're making the owners of Gucci rich, but you're making yourself look like you're rich. There's a difference between looking rich and actually being rich. I want you to be rich before you actually look rich. That means be rich here, and then once you're rich here, buy whatever you want that makes you look rich. Now, if you want to learn about how to actually start investing step by step with guidelines on how to even start generating cash flow and start generating passive income, we have a free guide in Market Insiders that goes over how to do this and how to start putting your money to work. So if you want to read this ebook, it's completely free, and I'll put the link to hike and download this ebook on how to start generating passive income for free down in the description below. Number four, you got to upgrade your time. There was a period in my life where all I did was work and sleep a little bit. I was working on my business full time. I was going to law school full time. I started a YouTube channel, and then I started taking night school for acting. I was very busy. I didn't have time to watch Netflix and do other things. I wasn't hanging out with my friends. I wasn't doing all the other stuff. I was working because I was 100% focused on trying to build me then. Each one of us have two different currencies that we can invest. We can invest our money, or we can invest our time. Now, this is where you have a lot of people that say, you need money to make money. That's not true. You need money to grow your money. And if you don't have any money to grow, then you got to put your time to work. That way you can get money. That way you have more money to grow. Now, if all you're doing is spending your free time watching Netflix and playing video games, well, you're putting that time to work in something that's not giving you a return. Maybe you say you need to relax. Maybe you got to do all these other things, but it's not giving you a return. And now you can say that you need this time off, and you need this time to play video games, and you need this time to watch Netflix. But the reality is you're not getting a return on that money. Now, you can hate it for what it is, or you can keep trying to live in this fantasy world and hope that this break that you're getting is going to give you a real return. And this is where you got to make that decision for yourself, because what I like to say is canceling Netflix for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months is going to give you the best ROI return on your money. Not because you're going to save $10 to $15 a month, but because you're going to save yourself 2 hours a day. Now, take those 2 hours that you were binging Netflix and use the time to read books, watch educational YouTube videos, or work on something that can increase your income. Do that for 6 to 12 months and see where your life is. I'm not saying never watch Netflix, but give yourself a period of time where now you're going to use your time in a way that's going to be used to earn you a different career, to earn you a different income, to earn you a different investment, to earn you a different place in life. That way you can start living your life much more financially free. And number five is you want to upgrade your cash flow. I didn't grow up learning about investing or financial education or cash flow or passive income. These were things that I kind of had to figure out myself by reading books and actually doing it. And fortunately, and also unfortunately, I had to make a lot of mistakes. Now, I started off investing in real estate. And when I started investing in real estate, that was the first time I ever really invested my money. And it was the first time I ever experienced this thing called passive income, even though it wasn't passive at all. I like to call it cash flow because I think that's a more realistic depiction of what it actually is. Because in the beginning, I made every mistake possible. It was a huge time commitment for me to start investing in real estate. But I started generating cash flow from investments that I owned. And as soon as I started seeing that, I started learning more about investing. And then I started learning more about traditional investment and retirement planning, which is where you put your money aside, you put your money into these accounts, and then you want to see your investment accounts grow over the next 20 to 40 or 50 years, and then you should have a big nest egg. Now, after I started to get this type of cash flow from my investments, that traditional type of investing didn't make much sense to me. Why do I want to put my money into this thing that way I can have a lot of money in 20 to 50 years? That doesn't make much sense. I'd rather invest my money into something that's gonna produce me cash flow. That way I can start stacking my cash flow. Now when I start generating cash flow, I can either take this cash flow and go out and buy myself the nice things that I want, or I can take this cash flow and reinvest it to generate me more cash flow. It's a different way of investing. It's not the traditional way of investing, but for me, that was something that just made more sense. And so ever since then, I have been focusing on investing my money for cash flow. About 75% of my total investment portfolio is cash flow producing investments. Some of these investments are in real estate. Some of these investments are in stocks. Some of these investments are my own businesses, but most of my investments are cash flow generating. And then I have about a quarter of my investment portfolio, which is not cash flow producing. These are more speculative, more fun investments, more things that I think will grow over the long term. Some of these are startup investments. Some of these are stocks. Some of these are other things, but things that I believe will grow in value. Now for me, I like cash flow because I can invest in cash flow and predict how much money I'm going to get. In stocks, this means investing in dividend paying stocks, dividend paying ETFs, dividend paying index funds. And then I can choose if I want to reinvest these dividends. Not every company pays a dividend. The dividend is a cash payment that a company gives you just for owning that company. You don't have to sell the stock. You don't have to do anything. You just get paid just for owning the stock. And when you invest in real estate, well, if you do it the right way, your rental income will cover your expenses and it'll put some money in your pocket each and every month. So now, the game is stacking cash flow. How fast can you buy these cash flow producing assets? You use your cash flow to buy more cash flow. You make money to buy more cash flow. Then it becomes a wheel to increase that cash flow. That's what I like. That's the way that I invest my money, because for me, that cash flow makes more sense. And then for me, the retirement looks like my cash flow is enough to cover my expenses. When I have enough cash flow to cover my expenses from my investments, I'm financially free. I don't have to wait to see a certain dollar amount in my investment account, because now my cash will keep coming in year after year after year, even if I'm not working. With the traditional investment portfolio, if I start selling off some of my assets so I can live off of it, well, my investment portfolio is shrinking each and every year, which is with the cash flow. Well, I can keep getting cash flow year after year after year.